And what's the first book of the New Testament? What are the four Gospels? Do you know those?
No, I guess not.
You know, you ever heard of, how about Matthew?
Yeah, or I'm not forgetting.
Can you say that, Matthew?
Matthew.
And how about John?
John.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a place here in Lyman where they have books that you can check out? You can read, you know?
Well, I think at the church.
Is there another place, a public place?
Probably the library.
Okay. Is there one here in Lyman?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have sons, but you don't have any, do you have any female offspring?
Just a granddaughter.
You have granddaughters, yeah. But you don't have any daughters.
No daughters.
Just two sons. Okay. And did your father and mother have any brothers or sisters?
Yes. Father had, he had three brothers.
Mm-hmm. And what were they to you? What would they have been to you?
No,
you call them your uncles. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sisters?
They had a sister, but she died in infancy.
I see. And what would you have called her?
Probably an aunt.
An aunt. Mm-hmm. And they would have. And what would they have called you? You would have been their what?
Nephew.
Yeah. Okay. Growing up, when your earliest education, did you go to a small school, small community school?
It was small in Agate. Yes, I was from the fifth grade on,
mm-hmm.
and it was a small school.
Who were the teachers? Did you have a lot of different teachers, or did you just have one?
We had several.
Uh-huh.
Probably three.
Were they men or women?
Both.
Mm-hmm. The female teachers, was there a particular name you had for female teachers? Did you call them anything?
Mrs. Whatever their name was.
Okay.
Or Miss or Missy.
Okay. You never heard a word like a school marm?
Sure, heard of. We didn't call them that.
Didn't call them that.
Right.
Okay. In terms of at a wedding, who is it that would stand with the groom?
The best man.
Right. And how about with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
Yeah. Right. And the people like your aunt and uncles, what would you call them as a group? People like that were, you know, that were your brothers, or your mothers and fathers, their brothers and sisters.
Aunts and uncles, I guess.
But what's a larger term for that? People who are, you know, who are part of a family. You ever call them relatives?
No, I think we just call them aunts and uncles.
Aunts and uncles. You ever use a word like kinfolk or
no.
Or kin or anything like that?
I don't use it, no.
Okay. What would you have a word that you would call people who weren't related to you? Is there a special word that you might have for that?
Friends, I guess.
Okay. That's probably what I'd call them.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to ask you some about the ranch, if you don't mind. About life on the ranch, and I want to begin by asking about that. Was there a house out there? Did you build it? Was it already?
No, it was already there.
Okay, so this was a ranch you bought, or that y'all bought?
I was in the family.
I see. So who did it belong to before it belonged to you?
It belonged to my wife's mother and stepfather.
Okay. I want to ask you about the house. If you can, just kind of create a mental image of it in your mind. And just, if you could kind of describe it to me, that would be real helpful. What did it look like? What did the house look like?
It was a stucco house, a real steep roof,
mm-hmm.
two bedrooms, dining room, living room. Nice house, very comfortable. Basement.